Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And in the background, you are hearing T.H. Vinayakram, or Viku Vinayakram, as he's commonly known. He's widely considered to be the greatest living master of the ghatam, an ancient Indian percussion instrument. He's also an international jet setter. He has introduced this instrument to audiences and musicians around the world, from sessions with, of course, the finest Indian artists, to Western stars like Peter Gabriel, Mickey Hart from the Grateful Dead, and guitarist John McLaughlin. He joins me here in our studio, along with his son, Selva Ganesh, and other members of the ensemble for a live in-studio performance. Viku, welcome to Soundcheck.
Namaskar.
And Selva, welcome to you as well.
Good afternoon,
yeah. Viku, the ghatam is, it's basically a clay pot.
Yes, yes.
How did you get people like Peter Gabriel and John McLaughlin interested in this ancient Indian instrument?
I can just say it like how it's introduced. When the form of Shakti, when they started in 70s, John McLaughlin, they had a group called Shakti, and then they started with the Mridangam. And then John...
Which is another South Indian barrel-shaped drum.
Exactly. And he found that the tabla and mridangam sound somehow similar, so he wanted something different. And Shankar, he introduced my dad to John, and John was in South India just to, be around with Shankar's family. And then Shankar called up my dad and said, can you just come over to meet a musician whom I work with?
Mm.
So John was there, and my dad went with his ghatam immediately. it was officially just a meeting, but he just took his ghatam on with him, and so he played it. That's how he got it into.
Well, so Viku has playing with all of these Western musicians. Has that influenced the way you play this instrument?
The thing is, the ghatam, it's a traditional instrument.
Sure.
But when he started playing with Mickey Hart and with Zaki Bhai and with the different musicians, he got a new formation for the way of playing. That's what it is.
Well, now, Selva, your grandfather, your father played this instrument, the ghatam, a number of your brothers play the instrument.
Yeah.
You play the kanjira, which is like a tambourine type of instrument.
Exactly. See, that sounds...
Are you the rebel of the family?
Yeah, the thing is, I was forced to be a kanjira player in the beginning. My grandfather, he forced me to play kanjira because it's a hard instrument, and we didn't have much player to play this instrument. He said, you have to play this to bring up the tradition up.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel happy because if I wouldn't been a ghatam player, I wouldn't sit next to him with Zaki Rosen. I'm so happy to be a kanjira player.
Okay. This band is essentially your family, right?
Yeah, Viku, family.
It's a couple of your sons one of your longtime students.
Yeah, yeah.
And that family is growing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
today my third brother, he got a girl baby just now.
Just before we went on the air today, the phone call came in from Madras, India.
Yeah.
New baby in the family.
Yeah.
And one of the other brothers
expecting one
imminently.
Yeah, yeah.
So here you guys are in the States, and the wives are all back home birthing babies.
Yeah.
Like my son, your elder son, Selva Ganesh, born, that time I was in the Russia.
You were in Russia.
Same, yes.
So it's a family tradition.
Yes, exactly.
Dad's away when the kids are born.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Selva, you and Viku, your dad, are going to do a duet for us on these two instruments.
Exactly.
The ghatam and the kanjira.
Yeah.
All right. Just a short live performance.
Shall we
hear that now?
Yes.
My guests are Viku Vinayakram and one of his sons, Selva Ganesh, and Viku playing this ancient instrument known as the ghatam. It is literally a clay pot, but as you will hear, it is capable in the right hands of an extraordinary array of sounds. And playing the kanjira, a frame drum, sort of like a tambourine, is his son, Selva Ganesh. Live performance on Soundcheck. ¶¶ That is a live performance in our soundcheck studio by the great South Indian percussionist Viku Vinayakram playing the clay pot, the instrument known as the ghatam, and one of his sons, V. Selva Ganesh, or simply Selva, playing the kanjira, which is another South Indian instrument, a frame drum, sort of tambourine-like. And I suppose, Viku, this instrument, your father played it, right?
My father is playing Jush harp, Morsing.
The Morsing, the mouth harp?
Yes.
So then why did you pick up the ghatam?
I first studied mridangam. My father insists me, you take the ghatam. He wants the world popular.
He wanted that sound in the family.
Yeah, he wanted to familiarize this instrument.
See,
in my family, grandfather, he always forced everyone to play.
So, was it simply assumed, Selva, growing up, that you would be a drummer of some form?
Yeah, the thing is, like, the first, when I born, he was playing with Shakti. The first music which I listened was Shakti. And I didn't expect that I'm going to be banned. I'm going to be in Shakti now. So I started playing with Shakti in 99. So 99 until now, we are in a band with Shakti.
So the band you grew up listening to
Shakti
as a small kid, you are now playing in as a grown-up.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's really scary.
Now, Viku did something during the beginning of that piece, speaking, chanting,
the
syllables, rhythmic syllables.
Yeah. Yeah,
which correspond to the finger strokes.
Yeah, that is also. But the thing which he did it in the beginning, it's called a sloka about the god. So he was chanting the slokas, and he just translated that one into the ghatam. So he's the one to introduce this, like taking all the chanting of prayers. So he just transferred that into the instrument.
And so this is not the
conical.
The conical,
no.
Which are they are the actual names of the drum strokes,
exactly.
And then so you can chant the piece, and then you can play the piece.
Yeah.
What he was doing was actual words.
Yeah, words.
All right. Last night in your concert together, there was a piece that involved audience participation. Explain how that works.
The thing is, the conical, it's a vocal percussion. Like when you come to South India to learn any South Indian percussion instrument, you have to learn this to like pronounce it, whatever you're playing, like whatever, like, you know. So what I was doing is like just to get the audience into it, and not only that, they have to say something, like, you know. So I was saying, I asked the audience to say dom. that, which is a first letter of the instrument, say dom, and mm-hmm. then everybody started saying dom, and then I asked them to clap, and then they were giving one clap, and I asked them to make a groove like dom, patch, dum, dum, patch, dum, patch, dum, dum. So
it's, wait a minute, that sounds like beatboxing.
Yeah, that's a beatbox. But I used to then what I did is like then I started doing a rap in Konakol, like in a Konakol rap. It's like more like, you know, uh-huh. it's more happening. That's how it started. But
now is this what passes for hip hop in South India?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the one to listen like in a lot of drummers. Like for me, like my favorites are like Homer Akim, the funky drummer, and Jack DeJohnette, jazz drummer. Mm-hmm. So they are like, you know, my inspiration. And the instrument kanjira, which I do it, I transfer a lot of things, like how the full drum kit sounds, like, you know, like a bass drum, snare, and different toms, like
the Western drum kit.
Yeah, Western drum kit.
You can do that on that little.
I can do it like a funky groove.
A little impromptu drum solo on a single drum there from Selva Ganesh. Yeah. So we're talking about this spoken percussion, and the other piece that you guys are going to do for us is an example of that.
Yeah, that's Konakol. A Konakol, yeah.
All right, why don't we hear that next so we get the whole band involved here, the whole family.
Yeah.
All right, once again, live performance in our WNYC studio, Viku Vinayakram and his family, including Selva Ganesh, with whom we are speaking. And this is percussion music. It is also vocal music on Soundcheck. Yeah. Tagadum, 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 tagad Live performance by Viku Vinayakram's ensemble, which is known as Saptak Shara. Basically, it's a family band featuring his sons, his family, a longtime student. Viku Vinayakram sort of conducting that that example of spoken percussion. And Selva, Viku, the rest of the ensemble, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been great fun hearing you.
Oh, thank you very much. I just want to, like, just to quick names of my band. Morsing is playing Morsing A. Ganeshan on the Mridangam Ramakrishnan, on the Gettu, the instrument which is an ancient instrument, Rajaram, and my brother Umashankar on the Ketam, and one more, my brother who is on the singing, the Umamakesh. And
right.
Vikram Nayakram and Selva Ganesh. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tomorrow on the program, T-Bone Burnett joins us, the man responsible for the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Maureen McMurray, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Bess Cargman. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again tomorrow for another Soundcheck.